Berkeley Square in front of Presenia March and Castilian. He might be a good horse, this bloke, Berkeley Square. He ranges to the post to win by two lengths.
Proactive ride from Craig Williams, well-backed winner. The first, Dan O'Sullivan, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Dan.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks very much.
How'd you feel going into yesterday?
Nice and relaxed going into it. Actually, I was more relaxed probably going into yesterday than I was at Caulfield, just without the gap between runs. Going into Caulfield, you question yourself that you've done enough work without going to jump out, little things like that. And yesterday, he'd taken no effect out of Caulfield because he never had a hard run and he knew he was fit enough. And just today, yesterday, probably the only thing I thought was going to beat him was bad luck. I know it was a few horses that have been pretty impressive first up. And, you know, I was a bit worried about the slow pace, but Craig took that out of the equation and got the job done.
Were you expecting Craig to be proactive in that way?
No, I just spoke and said before the race, he's not, we've never really pressured him out of the barriers. And Caulfield was sort of not normal because he drew barrier one, he stood there for a little while and hadn't been to a jump out. So he just wasn't as sharp. And then when they walked through the middle of the race, but he first started at Geelong, he got out quite okay and was sort of in the, you know, midfield. So pretty hard to sort of judge a horse how he's going to jump out after running two races. So he's certainly getting better. And it was good yesterday that one day he needed to have that stand over out of the barrier to show that I can take up a spot and I can be versatile to do it. So it worked out really well.
I'm by no means a language aficionado. We got an SMS to the station yesterday pleading with us to call it Berkeley Square. Brendan Cormick, who's certainly well more versed in those fields than me, was saying that it should be pronounced Berkeley Square. From a trainer and an owner's perspective, do you know which way they would prefer it or which way it was meant to be pronounced?
No, I think as we spoke yesterday, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Berkeley Square because it's. I'll need to speak to one of the boys up here, the Pommy fellows, and know more about the English language. And apparently, a Berkeley Square over there somewhere in London. I know David took his mum over there to see Vera Lynn sing a long time ago, and that's hence where the horse got the name. And David always pronounced it Berkeley Square, so I think Berkeley Square is the way we should go. And it might be just the way they spell it, or just it might be our Aussie termination. We call it Berkeley instead of going for Berkeley. So, I'm happy to call him, just call him whatever he needs to be called.
You said you were happy to just call him first past the post, which is what happened yesterday. And now that's another run at 1,400 metres. Thinking that he might be a horse that stretches out in trip, what do you do from here?
Yeah, even after first up, he looked like he's ready for further, but the calendar doesn't sort of allow me to do that, really. And if I want to get into the Caulfield Guineas, or even if he want to get to the Derby, he doesn't need to run every fortnight. He's proved that. With the gap between first up and second up, so we've probably got to stay at 1400 and go to the extra plate at Caulfield or the Caulfield Guineas Prelude. My preference would be to stay at Flemington because that's just a bigger track for him, and that's also 4 weeks. And I think off the top of my head, the Caulfield Prelude might be 5 weeks, and then that'll be 2 weeks until the Guineas. So if I go to the extra plate, it's 3 weeks. So it's another nice gap for him. So. He's only on his first campaign at races, and we're already three runs in. So if I'm going to get to the course, Guineas, he's going to get five runs in, so I don't want to overdo it.
You're generally very conservative with your placement and your assessment of your horses, but to be talking about those type of races with such a lightly raced horse, obviously got an opinion of him that tells you he's better than your average horse. What have you seen at home from him that's told you that he can get to that level so early in his career?
He's always been a very, very laid-back customer. He's actually done a fair bit of his work early on with another filly, similar pedigree. She went to the paddock and he stayed in and kept ticking over. But he's always gone up, how do you put it? He's always been a very relaxed horse and he's got such a big stride. I even think for the riders, it's pretty hard to get a real good gauge, a real good guide on how you're going. But always when he's been very sharp in his work and very relaxed about the whole thing. Everything he takes in his stride, he just plods around like a horse who's had, three or four years of experience at the races. And then his track work is the same. He only just does what he has to. But he can still run home a good 600 when you ask him to. You're going to run something down. He's always able to run them down with plenty of authority and run past them. So, but probably the thing that surprised me, you're looking at him in the mountain yard. He's not your typical looking two-year-old, is he? He's a big, rangy horse, and you think he's just going to grow into himself and get better with a bit of time.
Exciting times ahead, Dan. Congratulations on bringing up that important Saturday Metropolitan win yesterday with Berkeley Square. Looking forward to seeing him progress into the spring.
Go on, you're on. Thanks for the call.